What's up, Atlanta? Happy Monday with Turtle on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is wet, kind of chilly and dreary outside, much like the 2025 Atlanta Braves season. How fitting for the inaugural MLB Speedway Classic featuring the hapless 2025 Atlanta Braves to get rained out. Yeah, when the first notification from Yahoo came down, you know how they put in the bottom of their graphic, like, breaking news, injury update, contract update. It said, suspended. The MLB Speedway Classic will be moved to tomorrow. I just quote tweeted it and said, ladies and gentlemen, your 2025 Atlanta Braves. Because that's how this season is gone. And then, oh yeah, Austin Riley gets hurt over the weekend too. Oh, you got to laugh so you don't cry. That's really where we are right now. And the weather outside is frightful and accurately depicting the state of the Atlanta Braves. Yeah, it's not good. But we will do an Atlanta Braves postgame show tonight. I'm excited for that. Haven't done one in a while because the Braves are on a lengthy road trip. So if you are going to the game, if you're pulling up to Truist, make sure starting at 10 o'clock, you turn me on and I take your calls. It's an Atlanta Braves call-in show, the only one in the great city of Atlanta, in the great state of Georgia, immediately following the last out of every Braves home games. So if you're new to the proceedings here, first of all, hello and welcome. I am Chris Thomas Turtle, your host here every weeknight, 6 to 10, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And then on Braves home games, we do the Atlanta baseball post-game show, an extra hour of yours truly, from 10 to 11, where we break down the game and I take your calls at 404-726-0929. All right, we only have a couple of minutes left this segment. Day-Day, if you're driving home listening, get your boys in order. They're taking up my time. This is my time. All right? I don't need you boys going to 604. What are we doing? Don't you want to get out of there and get home? All right. So I have a abbreviated opening segment here on Chris Thomas tonight. So I just let's just set up this question. Oren, let's hear from Raheem Morris. He was asked today what the plan is, because we all know there's football on a Friday. Excited to bring that coverage coming up, and I will have a special announcement coming up later this week about that as well. Excited to once again this year be a part of the Atlanta Falcons football coverage here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So today, though, he was asked, are Michael Penix Jr. and Kirk Cousins going to see the field at all on Friday? And this is what he said.
I'm in a great spot, but definitely you're leaning the right way. You know, you get a great, really good feel on after the scrimmage, on who needs what you can get somebody, what you can get people. You know, obviously got a young football team, so there'd be a lot more people playing than we had last year. You have a couple young guys out there that's got to go out there and show some competitive things. You got some positions that are up for battles where you want to see some of those things happen. Obviously, that'll happen within our own scrimmage. That'll happen within the preseason games. And obviously, we got the practices coming up the following week. So, like, really feeling good about that and feeling good about some of those healthy competitions that's going to occur over the next couple of days.
Okay. So if you didn't catch his drift, let's hear from Michael Penix. He was very specific about what's going to happen during this first preseason game on Friday.
Yeah, that, and then, you know, I feel like he felt confident in the three games that I played last year. If I didn't play any of those games last year, maybe we would be talking about preseason games. But, he feels confident in what I can do come game day, so he didn't feel like I needed to play this week, I guess.
Okay, so that means it's going to be Emory Jones and Easton Stick, ladies and gentlemen, who will be quarterbacking your Atlanta Falcons against the Detroit Lions. So here's my question. Line up the calls at 404-726-0929. Do you think either Michael Penix Jr. or Kirk Cousins needs to play at all in the preseason? 404-726-0929. Is there any benefit to playing either Michael Penix Jr. or Kirk Cousins? I actually think, call me crazy, there's a better argument to be made for Kirk Cousins playing in the preseason over Michael Penix Jr. Because if I'm the Falcons, I might as well show him off, right? See if he's healthy. See if he looks like he's more mobile than he was last year. And by all accounts, in practice, he's looked pretty good. So show it off a little bit in the preseason. Maybe a team all of a sudden says, whoa, Kirk looks pretty good. I might want to bring him in. I think you're only upping his potential trade value by showcasing him a little bit. Because right now, nobody knows. Nobody really knows what's going on with good old Kirko. So what would you do? What do you think Raheem Morris should do? Should Michael Penix Jr. be put in bubble wrap until week one? That's been the game plan. Should Kirk Cousins be put in bubble wrap until week one? Don't even give him a chance to get another injury out there and make himself less valuable than he already is. Or Penix, he has three games under his belt, man. Get him a couple reps. Kirk Cousins, like I just said, if he's going to be traded, the teams are going to want to know he can still play. So put him out there and see what he can do. I'm not saying put him out there for an entire game. Give him a quarter. Give him a half. Not more than that. But let's see what they can do. So Falcons fans, what do you guys think? It's been made clear they're not playing in game one. But what about the rest of the preseason? Do you feel like Penix's QB1 needs any work? Or is he good to go? If you have Cousins and you know he's potentially going to be the first name called if a quarterback goes down, do you risk him? What do you do? 404-726-0929. We're taking your calls. Just getting started with you on a Monday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is a Monday with Turtle. We're going to have a on the boots or boots on the ground report from Joe Patrick at 640 and a bunch of other fun guests along the way as well. But coming up next, taking your calls, 404-726-0929. Should either quarterback see the field this postseason and why? Your calls are next. It is Chris Thomas tonight, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Poll is up at CT Tonight 929. If you can't get in on the phones, 404-726-0929. You can always go vote on Twitter. CT Tonight 929. Should either Michael Penix Jr. or Kirk Cousins play in the preseason? Just Penix, just Kirk, both or neither? You can go vote at CT Tonight 929. Orin, you want to know something funny about that song before we get to the calls?
I always love funny things about Third Eye Blind.
Yes. So my freshman year of college, I joined a fraternity. And they had an end-of-the-year talent show for all the fraternities and all the sororities. And we, as a group, did a acapella in the round style version of that song, and I sang the first verse.
Did you all get super dressed up for it?
Yeah, we all had matching polo. We all wore a blue polo with blue jeans and white sneakers.
Okay.
And most of the guys were in the background doing the doot-doot-doot, in the background. And I sang the first verse. And one of the senior brothers sang the second verse. And we had this guy's name is Andrew, and he couldn't sing worth a lick. So when it was time to hit the good bye, like the really, really high note on the bye, we all stopped, and he tried to hit it as hard as he could, as loud as he could, like voice cracking and all. And we tore down the house. We killed it. We got second place.
Hey.
There. How about that?
I do like the fact that you all coordinated the outfit so to be like a true chorus glee club type of thing.
It was like an in the round. It was really, really fun. And we put it together, and it was really cool. But yeah, I love, so I'll forever have an attachment to that song. I didn't really realize what it was about until I really broke down the lyrics.
Like, oh, this is
kind of a depressing song.
Huh?
This was just kind of a bop in the car for the first couple of years.
You start breaking down those lyrics and it gets kind of heavy.
Yeah.
Very quickly.
Yes. Speaking of heavy, Raheem Morris has a decision on his hands, man. You want to showcase Kirk Cousins to the peeps? Hey, man, he's good. Come get him. Does Penix need any reps after just three starts under his belt? You tell me. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Let's start with our friend Wendy. Wendy, you're in the game. Go ahead.
Hey, so I am from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So the Philadelphia Eagles training camp, I believe like 1986. Randall Cunningham, who I think is one of the... Randall Cunningham,
yeah,
played in all the preseason games. And I have watched the Falcons for the last 7 years lose, do the same thing every year, hold the starters out. And I don't think they are learning to change what they're doing. If you're going 0-4 in every preseason game and all you're learning how to do is lose, then maybe you should change it up and let them play.
No, that's Wendy, it's a completely fair point. Appreciate you checking in. As always, drive safe out there. Our friend Wendy checking in. There's certainly a point. Guys, I'm not – when you haven't made the playoffs in 7 years, here's a little fact. Here's a little tidbit for you. Nothing's off the table, folks. When you have had 7-9, and then 8 wins the last – 4 years. Anything is on the table. Wendy's got a point. Why not try it? Maybe you'll get different results. Who knows? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. John is up next. John, Penix, Kirk, both or neither should play in the preseason. John, go ahead. Going once, going twice, he gone. Let's go to Jason. You're up next. Jason, you're in the game. Go ahead. What do you got?
Yes, sir. I think, you know, we don't have Manning. We don't have Brady. I feel like, you know, give these guys some reps. I don't say play them more than a quarter each for Penix or Cousins. But, you know, we also have the risk that Penix, with his history, is injured, and we may have to ride Cousins all the way. So I think you have to give him a little bit of time. But also get Stick in there. He's a 4-time national champion in, you know, Division II or whatever you call it now. Get him a little time also, but I think you have to prep these guys. You can't keep doing the same things and expect different results.
No, I appreciate the phone call, Jason. Thanks for checking in. That's interesting. 2 for 2. Both of our callers so far have said, hey, man, whatever you've been doing in the preseason the last 5 years has not worked. It has not translated. It has not translated specifically into fast starts. So maybe you need to change it up. I'm going to be honest. Oh, I didn't even really think about that. That wasn't even part of the equation when I was coming up with this question for y'all. But you make good points. That's why we take calls. 404-726-0929. Hey, man, whatever the opposite is of it ain't broke, don't fix it. It is broke, so fix it. That's what we're essentially saying. 404-726-0929. John is back on the line. John, go ahead. What do you got?
If it's good enough for Tom Brady, it's good enough for anybody else in the league. Now, I would play all the starters at least one series in the Lions game. Skip the Titans game because you're going to be working out with them. You're going to be practicing with them,
right,
and then play again in the third game.
John, it's game. not a bad point at all. 404-726-0929. So John's saying play one series this weekend on Friday. Take the next week off because you're already going to be getting work in with the ones versus their ones during the week. And then in the final game, play them one series as well. I don't hate it. You get the week off before week one, but at least you get a couple of live reps under your belt. I mean, by this point in camp, you're starting to get sick of seeing the same people lining up in front of you every day. It's nice to get a little bit of a different perspective and feel something close to game speed, of which, again, Michael Penix Jr. only has three games under his belt. 404-726-0929. Just Penix, just Kirk, both or neither? Let's go to DJ's up next. DJ.
Hey, what's up, Turtle? How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Man, I'm going to go with the Falcons on this one. I'm leaning toward neither. I was going to go with Penix, but I think they made the right call, man, because when you look at it, I know everybody thinks that the player needs the refs, the live refs, and they do because the gang speed is different from practice. But look at it this way. If Kirk goes out there and he struggles, what does that do for his trade value? Then we might be kind of stuck with him. And Penix, he only played three games, so I feel like he needs the reps, but what if he gets injured? So the main thing right now is to protect your investments. And due to the salary that Kirk Cousins has, I don't see any good coming out of him playing because we've seen him play for the last 12, 13 years. We know what he can do up until what happened at the end of last year. So I think Kirk needs to just chill and wait and see if another quarterback gets injured so we can make some trades for him. And I definitely don't want Penix to get hurt, even though I do think he needs the reps because he only played in three games. But I think you just can't risk his health playing in preseason. That doesn't count for anything. We don't get anything for winning or losing preseason games. It's basically like practice.
No, DJ, so, you're 100% right, and I appreciate you checking in. 404-726-0929 is the number. He's right. I mean, yeah, of course, preseason doesn't actually count for anything. But, again, if you keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result, Oren Romain, that is the
insanity.
Yes, the definition of insanity. Something that we've unfortunately had to make a staple out of on this show with teams in our city. So if you're not doing the same thing over and over and over again, that would mean in this instance, your starter's getting a little bit of run in the preseason. Again, it doesn't have to be for a full game or even a full half, but just to get a taste of something out there, especially when the opposite hasn't been working, I don't hate it. I really don't. Danny's up next. Danny, what do you think?
I think they should both play. I think Penix and Cousins should both play. They should give the Falcons fans something to be optimistic about next season. I mean, they can play a half. Matt Ryan used to play a half. So, I mean, yeah, I just think for morale, they should play.
Yeah.
So we can, you know what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks for checking in. You're right. Give the fans, give the team a little, you know, you go, Oren, what if they go out there, bing, bang, boom, score a touchdown? How good is that going to feel? Better than not seeing anything. Better than seeing Easton Stick or Emory Jones go lead a touchdown drive, throwing the ball to Chris Blair, you know, or Casey Washington, who you actually hear from a little bit later in the show. He may have a shot with the Mooney situation to see a little bit more time. Let's finish it up with James. James, you're in the game. Go ahead. Either, neither, or both should play in the preseason.
Yeah, man. Appreciate the call. I think they should play a little bit later toward the end so they can get that challenge with the most ones that's going to play. And I think the rookies need to go ahead and play first because you might find that diamond in the rough. But this is my question to you. What if Kirk ball out and somebody wants him and don't he have a no-trade clause?
He does, but here's the thing, and I appreciate the call, James. He's so desperate to be a starter right now in the NFL, I don't think there's many teams in the league that he would say no to, quite frankly. If there is a starting job in the NFL, like let's say Richardson and Jones just stink it up in Indy, and they're just like, this isn't going to work, and they call Kirk Cousins, you don't think he's going to say yes? Indy's not going to be great this year, but I'll take my chances with Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman. Go ahead. And, Oren, who's the tight end out of Michigan that they drafted? What's his name again? I forget. I'll have to look it up. They drafted him like number 7 overall. Michigan tight end drafted.
Tyler Warren, a guy
at Penn
State.
Penn State, not Michigan. Michigan was Colston Loveland.
He went to Chicago.
Yeah, I got them mixed up. But my point is, like, if they call for Kirk Cousins, you think he's going to say no? No, of course not. 404-726-0929. Great job on the phones. Appreciate y'all as always. When we get back, it's time for Joe Patrick. He was at practice today. What did he see and what does he think about who should play in the preseason? We'll get to all that and more. It is Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you till 10 o'clock. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app. If you hear this music, you know what time it is. Our next guest traded in his sweaty athleisure attire today for some chilly, windy rainbreakers.
He went viral today, Chris.
Yeah.
Joe Patrick went viral today, not causing trouble. Not for causing trouble, but went viral for some funny reasons.
Yeah. And we'll get to that as well. Joe Patrick on the WadeFord.com hotline. Joe, hope you are dried off. It's always an adventure at camp, whether it's 95 degrees and you're melting and the sweat's coming off your elbows and forearms, or it is like today where you are just being constantly rained on for 2.5-3 hours as practice gets underway and they didn't want to move it inside, but we persist.
Yeah. I this is the first I can really ever remember this kind of weather happening in August. Like, it was crazy. It was one of those days where I got home, I took off the wet socks, you know, that great feeling when that happens, and took a very hot shower, just kind of stood in there for a while to, bring my body back up to temp. But it was a
and
very
you contemplated life while you did it,
you
right? You contemplated life. It was one of those scenes in the shower where you're just, your head is underneath the faucet and you're just contemplating life.
Yes, and there's something about training camp weather that's going to make you contemplate life regardless, whether whatever end of the spectrum you're on, if it's 60 degrees and rainy and windy, or if it's, you know, 100 degrees blazing, you're always questioning, like, life's choices. But it was a fun one to be at today.
Speaking of questioning choices, wow, what a perfect segue, Joe Patrick. Raheem Morris deciding once again the best route for the Atlanta Falcons is neither of their two important quarterbacks to see any time. What do you make of his decision?
I'm not surprised. I thought that he telegraphed this when he was first asked about what his kind of plan for preseason games was going to be. I believe it was in maybe like the first of the press availability that he had before the first practice of training camp, where he basically said the philosophy has not changed. And as soon as he said that, I thought to myself, well, we're not going to see the quarterbacks play. I was gonna say the two starting quarterbacks. It's really obviously, you know, Penix and Cousins, and you know, probably not the starting offensive line. Basically all the starters, I think, are essentially going to sit. And I think it's probably one of the reasons why we've seen the team be kind of active and adjusting their roster over these last several days in kind of acquiring some players and some positions to make sure that they basically have enough bodies to go out there and last through the game. Which again, I expect to be kind of uneventful with a bunch of like running plays, run out the clock type of situation. But I'm not surprised. And, you know, I would say also on this situation, I've seen a lot of people say, you know, well, if Penix isn't going to play, Kirk has to play in preseason. And it's almost, to me, it comes across like, I read it like it's almost like vengeful or something. Like people are like angry and he needs to play like because he deserves it, or it's like because that's what backup quarterbacks do, et cetera, et cetera. The bottom line is he's not going to play for the same reason that Michael Penix isn't going to play, which is that he's a valued commodity and they are just not going to risk putting him in a situation again where he could be, you know, behind backup linemen and anything could happen at that point, because Kirk Cousins is still a player that offers value to the Falcons as it is right now, but also potentially to another team if something were to happen and the Falcons could really make use of him.
Seems like any concern about Jalen Walker's been nipped in the bud.
Yeah. And this was one for me. I mean, I kind of varied person to person based on who you talked to, how concerned they were. I was never really too concerned about this one. And he was back involved in some team drills. He spoke to the media today. Sounds like everything went well on that front. And it's kind of funny that we actually just haven't really gotten to see a whole lot of him. And yet, having said that, I think Falcons fans are quite excited about this edge room already, just because of what James Pierce Jr. is doing. So if you can add, you know, whatever you think you're going to get from the 15th overall pick and Jalen Walker at that position as well, You know, who knows? There really is no ceiling for this edge room right now. Obviously, there's going to be some, you got to understand there's going to be some limitations with these guys as rookies, but, you know, they both have tons of potential. And I'm not just talking about this season, but just going forward, and that's really exciting.
How has the aforementioned James Pierce Jr. and the physicality manifested itself since the day of the initial skirmish? Has it still been physical? Has it been toned down? What's the vibe?
Yeah, well, there was another skirmish today, and once again, I did not see this one. I had actually stepped away. It happened during the developmental portion of practice, kind of towards the end. And it's funny that it popped off because I had just noticed. I kind of like made a note in my notebook that while the team was doing their 11-on-11 scrimmaging, Raheem Morris was kind of like up talking to James Pierce between plays in the huddle. And, you know, I couldn't really see James Pierce because his back was to me, and he's obviously got like a helmet on and everything, but I could see like Raheem Morris was smiling. And then, yeah, you could tell like James Pierce Jr. said something to him, and that made Raheem laugh and stuff like that. So it was kind of, you know, all jovial and stuff. And then, you know, 20 minutes later, he's scrabbing with a teammate again. And this one from you know, all reports, and I'll credit Maria Martin, who I was retweeting from the situation. Coach Morris not very pleased, it sounds like, with this one. He was kind of up giving JPJ the business for this one. So, you know, it's going to be one of those things where, you know, they got to kind of, I don't know if monitor the situation is the right word, but I don't know. I think maybe Friday will be good enough, be good to have him go hit somebody else from another team, maybe get some of that out of him.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like he's not backing down on his end of the bargain about going hard on every single play of every single practice.
Yeah,
Caleb McGarry,
sure,
obviously gets the extension today. Any surprise, or is this something that you foresaw happening regardless of what happens this season, where he's going to get the full 17 games to see how he can, I know they're not calling it this, Joe, but protect Michael Penix's blind side.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, like, I think we should be kind of honest with ourselves and saying, like, that is what it is. But, you know, the Falcons are obviously going to kind of have their own, I don't want to say spin. I think it is kind of genuine with the way that they kind of phrase it, but ultimately, like, it is every quarterback has a blind side, and yes, it is his blind side. You know, I think I'm not surprised that they got the extension done. I kind of thought that this might be one that they announced, you know, like the day before training camp starts or something, because you like to have, you know, it seems like teams like to have some positive news to announce on those types of fronts around that time. Took a little bit longer, but I think mainly that what I'm surprised about with regards to the contract is just the great terms for the Falcons. I mean, you know, it's a cheap deal at $15 million average annual value, and they're not tied down to him super long term. I think if you could have told me, if you would have asked me, like, kind of what the ideal terms were, it probably was a 2-year extension. You know, obviously the least amount of money you can afford, and at $15 million per year, that's great value for a starting offensive tackle. And an offensive tackle that, yes, while he does clearly struggle against speed rushers, he at least has a clear strength to his game. And that's like for players that have these obvious weaknesses, you need to have obvious strengths as well to kind of balance it out and make yourself a worthwhile member of the squad. I used to kind of talk about Nate Landman like this, because while he obviously struggled in coverage as a linebacker for this team for a couple of years, he obviously had this great strength as being a big time run stuffer. And so with Caleb McGarry, you get a run blocker that perfectly fits what Dwayne Ledford in this running game wants to do. And, you know, I don't think he's like necessarily a bad pass blocker overall. I just think he's like kind of average. And the reason he's average is because he in particular has struggled against certain prototypes of players. And hey, maybe having James Pierce Jr. in the fold against him in practice will help him develop and to be able to regularly see those types of rushers of which he struggles against.
Any update on Mooney?
The only update on Mooney is that there's no update on Mooney. They said, you know, they're kind of sticking to the couple weeks at this point. So I'm thinking that, you know, we got this week the preseason game against the Lions on Friday, and then we've got joint practices against the Titans next week, followed by that preseason game. And then I think so that following Monday, I believe, is the target of what I'm looking at for when we will hear about what is the next stage of the injury evaluation for him? At first, you know, like what we were first communicated was like the injury itself was just he was going to be out for a few weeks, and then that terminology was kind of tweaked by Raheem Morris when he actually got to speak to him about it for the first time, where he said that it was going to be a few weeks, and then we'll kind of see where we're at and go forward from there. So that Monday, so not next Monday, but the following is the date that I'm kind of pinpointing as when we might hear more about Mooney. But we, you know, hey, with him, you know, not obviously at practice, it's given some other opportunities to some other receivers. I got to say, David Sills is a guy who continues to step up and make plays. It hasn't really been for the first team. It's been a lot with Kirk Cousins, but the guy is really impressed. He's a former quarterback who played at West Virginia, then kind of went to a junior college and did a position switch to receiver. He's kind of bounced around some NFL teams on their practice squads the last several years as he tries to get his career going. And then also like guys like Chris Blair, some other players have gotten some valuable reps with Mooney out of this fold right now.
Another guy that could get in the fold is Casey Washington. He was on the radio station today. How has he looked?
Yeah, he's another one.
Is he looking?
Yeah, he's actually another one. There was another name that was escaping me from who got a shout out from Michael Penix about, you know, who was stepping up with Mooney out, and it was Casey Washington, actually. So I'm glad that you brought him up, and it makes sense that it would be Casey Washington because he would have a rapport with Michael Penix from having both been on scout team last year and those guys throwing to each other. And, you know, when Michael Penix was called up for his first start against the Giants last year, the team activated receivers like Chris Blair to play in that game because they have a rapport with one another where he had not thrown to any of the starting receivers before that Wednesday practice of that game week. So, you know, it's good for Casey that he's got, you know, that rapport with his quarterback. But frankly, like, he's still been doing a lot of work with the twos, although I would say he got more work with the ones today. And he's a raw player. Like, and I think that was understood when they drafted him out of Illinois. He just didn't have a ton of, you know, playing time, and especially like NFL level competition playing time in terms of the scheme and the quarterbacks who were throwing him the balls and was kind of asked of him there. But I would say that he's really, you know, showing the athletic gifts that he has. I mean, he's got great speed. He lays out for balls. He's got really good hand eye. You can see him, if he's not actually coming down with diving catches, you know, he's got his hands on the ball and he's coming really close if he's not coming down with them. So that's great to see. And then I should also mention, Chris, you know, we can't go a segment without a little bit of Kyle Pitts talk. And he had a nice catch in the corner of the end zone today. But I think what's kind of getting overlooked with this, and I don't know if you've actually seen the video of it, but, you know, it was a nice throw by Michael Penix to that back corner. And it's actually the throw that I'm more like, that's like a good indicator. It's not so much that Kyle Pitts is the one that comes down with that ball, but I think that with Michael Penix, if you want this offense to be effective in the red zone, which is where you end up scoring your points, Penix is going to need to have the touch on those types of throws in particular. And it's a throw that he struggled with. Even when we saw him last year, for as great as he was in those three games that we saw him, you saw him, you know, lack some of that touch, especially in the red zone towards those corners, especially in that game against Washington. So it was great to see Michael Penix and Kyle Pitts connect in that fashion.
So now that you're a social media star with a video that's getting hundreds of thousands of views, Do you feel any type of way that it's a video of the head coach of the team getting schooled? And if anybody missed it, Raheem Morris tried to relive his old DB days against Drake London and didn't go well, and he wound up on his tuchus.
Yeah. You know, you got to be wiser than that, I feel like. You got to have, you know, someone like Raheem Moore has been around the game so long. You don't walk out on some slick grass when it's raining in your Jordans and think you can just, you know, get in press coverage against one of the best press cover beaters in the NFL and Drake London. And so, yeah, learning experience maybe there for Raheem Moore. As for me, you know, I'll remember, you know, those who I worked with previously in my career. You know, it was great to be with all of you, but obviously there's, you know, bigger and better things for me now that I'm able to produce this high quality video for the NFL, which they got to disseminate around.
Well, I'll tell you this, Joe, from the little video editing experience I have, I'm not sure that's a career path you want to go down, because you will be you'll become that like coffee meme where it's spilling out of the coffee because your hand's shaking so much because you're on your 15th hour of video editing for a 2-minute video.
Nightmare.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe reporting is the path after all. Appreciate it, my friend. Yeah. We'll talk later in the week.
All right, thanks for having me on, Chris. Appreciate it.
That is Joe Patrick there. Again, go to at JAPatrick200 if you want to see the video. Raheem Morris absolutely getting schooled by Drake Long. I don't know what made him think that that was a good idea. I don't know. Maybe Coach was just feeling himself today. Who knows? All right, I know what is a good idea. Continuing the Falcons conversation with our main man, Producer O. As we get back, we'll have five Falcons true and false questions as we get ever closer to week one in the NFL. First preseason game is Friday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, an hour in the books, three to play. It is a busy, busy Monday. Chris Thomas tonight, Turtle, with you till 10.